about him, a double brother. He's still going. Amen. Got your Bibles this morning? Turn with Ezekiel chapter number 34 for just a few moments. I'd assure you what the Lord laid upon our heart. The chapter dealing a lot with the prophecy of Israel, but I'm not going to get into that this morning. I want to not spiritualize it particularly, but let it see that it also can be shepherds, and we know that we got a shepherd too, and what he'll do for you. And so I'm glad. We can go through the book, we can find things that will help us. God's word. Ezekiel chapter number 34. I'm going to not read the whole chapter, but two or three verses, two or three places. And I'm going to read verses 3 and 4, and then I'm going to skip and start reading in verse number 14. You can eat the fat, and you clothe ye with the wool. This is Ezekiel 34:3. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. Neither have ye bound up that which was broken. Neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. Neither have ye sought that which was lost. But which for, it says, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. Notice what he said in verse number 14. This is what God said he'd do. I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There they shall lie in a good fold and in a fat pasture. They shall feed upon the mountains of Israel. I'll feed my flock. I will cause him to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. But I'll destroy the fat and the strong. I'll feed them with judgment. In other words, ones that don't think they need nothing from God, he'll give them that. But you know, I'm glad one day God let me realize I needed him. Sure did. And of course, if you read this whole chapter, you're going to see this. They're dealing a lot with Israel being scattered all over the world and God bringing them back. And that's happened already. But I want to look at this verse here in the light of what David, when he was talking about Psalm, the Lord my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. One old preacher said, you'd have thought, you know, we sheep would have sense enough to lay down when we're weary, or lay down when we needed to lay or sit. But you know what? I'm glad we got a God. You know, someone said, he can't make me do nothing. Don't you try that. He's God. He said, I will feed them in a good pasture. Now I want to look at verse number 16 in a few moments, and I'll seek them which are lost. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I pray your blessings upon this, continue this service. You blessed us with these songs and hymns. Blessed us, our Father, abundantly already, and I pray you take your word now and send it forth. May accomplish that this pleases unto thee. Have your way in every heart and every life, I pray. Oh, Lamb of God, in Jesus' name, Father, I do pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 16, I seek that which was lost. Bring again that was driven away. And we'll bind up that which was broken. Strengthen that which was sick. I'll destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. But you know, I'm glad God will do that, that he's called not us to do, and he called the shepherds to do. But I want to say, if we won't do it, God will do it. He'll use it if he can. But he said that he came, he said, to seek that which was lost. Now I want to talk about the lost just a little bit. You know, it's an awful thing to be lost, but it's a good thing to realize what? That you are lost. And therefore, if we could realize, you'll never, listen, you'll never become a child of God until you realize that you need something, that you are lost, and that you're undone without Him, that we was ruined in Adam. We inherited that depraved nature with Donnie from Adam. Also, we sinned ourselves. And listen, all because of that, we lost. But He said, I'll seek that which was lost. Now, I want to say this morning, I want to thank God that one day, when I was lost and dead in my sins and trespasses, had no hope within, want nothing I could hope for, want nothing I could depend upon, but God, let me see myself lost. That's one of the, listen, awful words of, listen, of the English language is lost. Can you imagine being lost? Listen, the sheep that are lost, He said they would not come back. God said, I'm going to search and to seek that which was lost. I'm glad He does. I'm glad He sought me. He seeks after you. He didn't wait till you decided. A lot of people don't like this, but it's the truth. He did not wait till you decided you was going to come like some people think. One day I'm just going to turn to the Lord myself. No, I'm thank God one day He sought us. Amen. He sought that lost one. He come knocking on my heart's door, and He'll come knocking on your heart's door. And thank God, listen, He seeks the lost. And you know what you and I need to be doing? Seeking the lost. We need to be praying for the lost. We need to be giving, listen, out tracts. I was talking to Miss Ann, where she said the first time, I reckon she saw me, when I was at Pleasant Ridge, you know where I was? I was up at the store, about 81 store, Brother Henry Preston's store, and I was giving out gospel tracts. I gave her out a gospel tract, I believe. I didn't know her, but I gave her a gospel tract on hell. And you know what? God is seeking the lost. And you and I need to be getting that ministry with Him and seek the lost, because, listen, I'm telling you, it's an awful thing to be lost. God's seeking, He's knocking, and He saves the lost. You remember the parable in the scripture, lost coin, lost sheep? What did a woman do hunting the coin? She searched the house until she found it. It was lost. I'm glad God never gave up on me. He was seeking me. If you hear this morning, I hope you can hear the convicting power of God from heaven. He's seeking the lost. He's seeking you as He sought me. Then He says something else. I'll move on quick again. That which was driven away. A lot of times people get driven away. Listen, by different things. Maybe by the strong temptation. Maybe by their sin. Maybe by other things. Maybe a lot of things come the way. And therefore they be driven away. They may be driven away by finding somebody telling them they got to be good enough to be saved. They've tried it and it don't work. They may be driven away from the fact that they think this and this something. I like that song we sang. I got a tape on this. The people is coming. He said, if God ever sees anything good in me, it'll be when they see the Savior. It won't be when they see anything good in me. We can't get good enough to be saved. And that poor lot of people gets driven away from the gospel. They don't see how in the world they can ever live a Christian life. I didn't either. But God saved me. Hallelujah. He sought me out. And He bought me with His blood. And He forgave my sins. And He washed me in the blood of the Lamb. What a wonderful Savior we got. He sought me. Thank God. Everything else was driving me away. A lot of people let stuff drive them away. They'll say like this, I'm good as they are. Hell, I'll tell you something. You may be. But if you ain't been born again, you won't get in heaven by that. He was driven away by a lot of things. They are. But I'm going to tell you something. God said, I'm going to bring them again. That was the driven away. I'm going at them. Aren't you glad? God said, I'm going to bring them back. been driven away by circumstances, situations. It might have been heartaches. It might have been some things happening in your life. It might have been different things. This has got you like a wedge driving you away from God. God said, I'm going to bring you back. When God says He's going to do something, He'll do it. When He said, I'll seek the lost, He'll seek the lost. When He said, I'll bring back those that have been driven away, He'll bring them back. God's got the power. All power. And He can bring you back. Maybe suddenly, swiftly, it may be slowly, it may be through a lot of things, but He'll bring you back. I guess you can compare that being driven away with somebody that's in a backslidden state, like the prodigal son. Oh, I guess some people thought when he left, he'd never come home. Huh? But I want to tell you something. God let him spend all his living, all his inheritance on righteous living. And when he came to be in want, I'm sure he had plenty of friends until he ran out of money. He was driven away. He wanted it. He left with it. But you know what? He came to his old saying is wit's ends. And he came to himself. He didn't say, I'm going back to my daddy and say, hey, daddy, how you doing? You remember me? I mean, can I come back home? Can I come back and be your son? No, he said, you know what? I'm going back to my father. And I'm going to say to him, I'm no more than to be called thy son. Just make me one of thy hired servants. He was enticed and driven away and led astray by many things. I'm going to tell you something. When God said He'd bring you back, He bring you back. I will. And when He says, I will, He'll do it. Not only He'll bring us back, but He'll bind up the broken. Oh, broken by heartaches. Loss of loved ones, loss of others. God said, what He says He's going to do? I'm going to bind that broken heart. I like Isaiah. It's the 61 where Jesus said, He said, I bind up the brokenhearted. You know, Jesus stood up in the temple and read that. I bind the brokenhearted. He's a great heart healer. He said, the hearts have been broken, that you've been broken by sorrow, by separation from a loved one, by different things. God said, I'll bind you up. I'll heal it. That's what He said. Bind up the brokenhearted. He's the only one. Did you know? Doctors can take a heart out, put a nothing in. We got living proof of that in our own family, Rachel. They can mend that heart. They can help that in a lot of different ways. But I'm going to tell you, the only one that can mend those real broken hearts is Him. But He can mend it. He binds it up. And heals broken hearts. Something no one else can do. Oh, yes, He may use some different ones. And God heals your heart and comforts you in your trouble, or you can help comfort and minister to others in their trouble. And you can. Now, when I saw Brother David back there the other day, after his wife had passed that evening, when I hugged his neck, I was crying with him. But I want to thank God for a Heavenly Father that can bind up and heal broken hearts, broken lives. Listen, it don't matter how messed up, broke up your life's been. He can straighten it out and heal it and fix it. Hallelujah. You said, somebody said, what am I going to do if I come to the Lord? I'm lost. I'm coming to Him. What am I going to do when I come to Him? How's He going to fix all this? I'll tell you what. Listen, He'll take all that past and wash it in the blood of the Lamb. It'll be gone, the seal of forgiveness, never remember no more.
And he'll mend your life and give you a new start and a new life, thank God. He'll take that life and make it something. Listen, you can't even imagine what he can do with your life and with your home and your family. He'll bind up the broken.
He can heal broken homes. He can heal broken hearts. Yes, he can. He's a great healer. Yes, he is. Thank God he is. And he said, I will. I will. And I'm glad he will. He said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants us to all come to repentance. He wants to heal your broken heart. He wants to heal your life. What he said. He said, four things. Seek that which was lost. Bring in that which was driven away. Bind up that which was broken. Then he said, I'll strengthen that which was sick. Oh. Heart sick this morning. You know what? When you get sick, you get weak. Whether it's physically or spiritually. But he said, I'll heal it. That which was sick. He said, I what? I'll strengthen that which was sick. You need strength if you've been through sickness. That's why they kept telling me when I was down. They say, you got to eat. Didn't want to eat, didn't have no appetite. You know what they said? You got to eat to get stronger. And I won't. What I'm going to tell you spiritually wise this morning, you got to eat to get stronger. You know what they kept emphasizing? Protein. You know where my spiritual protein is? Right, you see that? That's what helps me grow in the Lord. That's what sustains me. That's what strengthens me. And he said, I'm going to strengthen those that are sick. Amen. I'm going to strengthen those that are sick. He's our strength. That's why the Bible says we can't do nothing in ourselves. But I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengtheneth me. That's the only way we're going to make it. I'm totally dependent upon him. I cast all my care upon. I cast all my burdens upon him. I cast all, everything upon my wonderful Lord. And he strengthens me. Hallelujah. And I do believe this book. I believe what God said. He said, I will. And God will. If you're here this morning lost, God's seeking me. He said, I'll seek you. If you're here this morning, listen. And you've been broken. God said, I want to heal you. Amen. And if you've been driven away, something's carried you aside, got you far away, driven, something drove you to that. I'm going to tell you something. He said, I'm coming after you. Huh? I'm coming. That's my Lord. He's there to help us. He's there to strengthen us. That's Jesus. And you know what? He's there to comfort us. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever it is this morning, your need, I want to tell you something. God's there to help. I will. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the woman said to him. Lord, if one of them said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. One of them did. You know what he said? I will be. Thy whole. Be clean. I'm going to tell you something. You can't blame it on God. No, sir. He's willing. Amen. He's willing. Won't you surrender to him? Submit to him. I was thinking about a verse. You know what it says? For us to submit ourselves unto God. Surrender or submit ourselves unto God. Then resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. I'm going to tell you something. You can't resist God and the devil at the same time. It won't work. But if you submit to God, you got all authority and the power in Jesus' name to resist the devil and make him flee by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We submit and surrender to our wonderful Lord. God's calling this morning. Ever is. He's coming. He wants to strengthen us. Wants to heal us. Wants to bind us up. Bring us back. That's what he wants to do. And you know what? All to him. Would you stand?